This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Hurricane Idalia crashed into Florida's west coast about 2 hours ago as a dangerous Category 3 storm hitting the Big Bend region. Wind, rain, it's been knocking out power to hundreds of thousands. Governor Ron DeSantis has some advice this morning for those who did not evacuate.
Don't put your life at risk by doing anything dumb at this point. This thing's powerful. If you're inside, just hunker down until it gets past you. You don't want to be messing around with these winds. There's going to be things flying all over the place.
In fact, trees are coming down, taking down power lines, rushing waters covering streets in storm-racked areas. In Cedar Key, Florida, much of the downtown area is underwater. So where does Hurricane Idalia go now? We just asked the National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown.
It'll be moving across portions of southeastern Georgia. We expect it to remain a hurricane as it does that. And then we'll be moving up along the coast of southeastern South Carolina and eventually offshore somewhere along the middle portions of the South Carolina coast overnight tonight.
Daniel Brown with the National Hurricane Center. Millions more Americans would be eligible for overtime pay under a new rule the Biden administration will propose. The new rule would have the biggest impact on retail, food, hospitality, manufacturing, and other industries where many managers meet the new threshold. By the way, there's a new snapshot of the economy this morning. The economy expanded at a 2.1% annual pace from April through June. That shows it's continuing its resilience in the face of higher borrowing costs for consumers and businesses. Hungary's prime minister says the only path to ending the war in Ukraine would be to re-elect Donald Trump president. He says the Russians are stronger than the Ukrainians. This is AP News. Now, prescription drug costs.
President Biden is targeting 10 drugs for Medicare price negotiations in an attempt to reduce prices. The president says drugs like blood thinner Eliquis and diabetes treatment Jardiance are too expensive.
You walk in a local drug store across the country, you're paying 2 to 3 times more for the exact same prescription manufactured by the exact same company that it would cost you in Canada or France or anywhere else around the world.
Drug companies that refuse to be part of the new negotiation process will be heavily taxed. This is all authorized under the Inflation Reduction Act, which the president signed last year.
For all of you out there, I get it, and millions of Americans get it.
Pharmaceutical industry calls this a rushed process focused on short-term political gain rather than what is best for patients. Any lower prices would not take effect for 3 years. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.